Hi everyone, welcome back to Robertson's Rampage, and I'm with myself, Mark, and Mr. Coots again.
Hi everyone, nice to be back. We missed a week last week, didn't we?
And yeah, we did. Wait, was it the holidays?
The holidays, holiday Monday.
So sorry if you've not seen, listened to our lovely voices. I keep thinking it's a video, but
I know, it'd be good. Hey, we should start making a video of it as well.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, so probably missed our
Maybe
voices.
Maybe we've got faces for the radio, though, Mark. Have you ever heard that expression?
No.
Well, if you've got a face for the radio, what do you think that means? I'll leave that with you.
Is this one of your another weird like sayings that you told me before?
what was the last one I told you?
You said something about you've done absolutely. I didn't do anything.
Diddly squat.
Diddly squat, and I've never heard that before.
There we go. It's a new piece of vocabulary.
Yeah, so we've got a new guest.
Hello. Yeah, hello. I'm Amy.
Okay, Amy. Yeah. Amy this week, everyone.
So it's going to be a bit different this week because Amy's here and it's not all just going to be about football.
She doesn't like football, but you don't really like football too much, do you? So
I mean, I don't mind it, but I'm not really a big fan of it because I don't really play it or watch it or anything like that.
Well, it's okay because I think me and Mark, we often go off at tangents, don't we?
Yeah. We'll
go on to side topics. Yeah, food and drink sometimes, culture, politics, you name it. So, yes, we'll start off with football, then we'll go off in tangents, so that's okay. That's okay. So, Mark, where are you taking us then this week? Where are we going to kick off?
So, our first one is we wrote down Hampden semis.
Oh.
So, Aberdeen beat Hibs on penalties, and my teacher wasn't very happy because he's a Hibs fan, and
oh, Mr. O'Neill.
Yeah, oh, Mr. O'Neill. He was a Hibs fan, and we kind of wound him up about it, and we got in a bit of trouble. So, but I'm so glad we beat Hibs, and so we're into semi-finals, and it's us against, is it Rangers?
I think it's Aberdeen Rangers.
Aberdeen Rangers, yeah. And Hearts Celtic, and normally one would be playing on like Saturday, and the one would be on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
But one's at 1 o'clock, or three, one or three.
I think the Aberdeen one is early,
like
12, half 12 or something.
Half 12, yeah, half 12 yeah. Kick-off. Then the one's at 7:45 at night.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So Glasgow will be a bit of a mobby place.
So yeah, so what are people saying about this then? Has it gone down well, this decision?
No, it's going to cause fights.
Yeah, so is that one of the issues? It's going to cause
yeah.
Yeah, lots of drunken fans in Glasgow
with
all
Rangers
on the same day.
Yeah.
So that's one problem. What else? What other problems have you heard? I heard something about the first train of the day from Aberdeen to Glasgow doesn't get in until after kickoff.
So you can't get there?
So you can't, well, not by train, so that's not very helpful, is it?
What the heck? So that's going to cost some people. Because like some people would probably like rely on a train or something.
Yeah.
Bus maybe, but what happens if they don't have buses and stuff?
Yeah.
They do,
yeah.
But
I don't know, it's not definite. I guess it could change the decision.
I doubt they will.
They were talking about maybe making one of them at Murrayfield. But I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. Just have to see. So anyway, it's not a good situation, is it?
Nope. And
any more on that one? Will you go? Will you go to the
final. Yeah. I might go to the my brother's in, oh God, if he's listening to this, he'll be like, that's the wrong place. I want to say Austria, Switzerland, one of them.
Uh-huh.
I was going there for like a ski competition for 8 days. So my mum and brother, Craig, is going to Glasgow to do like shopping, skiing, whatever.
Right.
And me and my dad are going down to Hearts against Aberdeen.
Oh.
This might go ahead, but it might not. But if it is, that's what we're going to be doing. Hearts Aberdeen away game. Haven't been away game in ages,
yeah.
So it'll be really good.
When's that, soon?
October holidays.
Yeah, okay.
So a month, 3 weeks.
Yes, your brother's big into skiing, isn't he?
Ewan is.
Yeah.
Craig's running.
Okay. Can you ski as well? Or?
No.
No? Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried skiing, Amy? Can you ski?
Never tried it.
Tried it. Would you like to?
Yeah. Of course, why not?
I can ski. I'm a top skier.
Oh, yeah, actually?
Well, not really. I can't ski.
Probably
and I
not.
Can snowboard as well, actually.
What
although
beast?
Snowboarding is tricky. remember getting to a right fankle once up at Glenshee. I went snowboarding and I can go down okay, down the hill, but the toes, do you know the toes that pull you up the hill?
Yeah.
Could not get the hang of it. Could not. Every time I would queue up, I would go on the toe and I would get about 5 metres up and I'd fall off and I'd go to the back of the queue. I'd queue up, I'd get on the thing, I'd go 5 metres up. This went on for about 2 hours.
You fell off the ski lift?
I kept falling off the...
Why didn't you just hold on?
Well, they're designed for skiers. So if you're a skier, your skis are pointing straight ahead of you, and you get the toe, it's like a big bar, and it's got a...
You fell off
a button, and you put it between your legs, and it's really easy. You can do it with no hands when you've got skis. But when you've got a snowboard, you've got to... Because you go on the snowboard sideways, you can't really put it between your legs in the same way, so you've got... I can't even remember how you do
it. Is that an awkward feeling?
It's really awkward. Yeah, there's a technique to it.
And so, then you fell off and looked like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, like loads of times, and spent my day... Well, falling off.
Were you with mates?
One mate. Yeah, he managed it though. He
was
could
he
do
laughing
it.
At you?
He was just laughing. He was going up and down, quite the thing.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and I was in a heap, most of it. But yeah, no, I was lucky enough in fourth year at school. I had an activities week and I went to Austria for a week. And
that must be what it was.
Yeah, it was good because you would get a lesson in the morning, and in the afternoon you would just do it yourself. But because it was really good snow, you improved quite a lot over the week. But
yeah, so
there's a wee tangent. Amy, we went off on a little tangent there, didn't we?
I know, like you say that, like it's a football podcast, but now we're just going about skiing.
Yeah, yeah. Right, where are we going next?
So I don't know why I wrote this down, but the Ryder Cup. I was looking at it, and it's like 17.5 to 10.5 to Europe, and I'm like, how do you do that?
Is it finished?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I used to take an interest in golf, but not anymore. So Europe have won, right. Okay.
Yeah, and my dad explained it to me, but I still don't understand.
What?
So basically, it's 18 holes to play or something.
Yeah.
It's some amount. And, like, basically, if I win, just say it's all square at 17th hole.
Mm-hmm.
No, that can't happen, because 17 doesn't divide by 2. All square by 16th hole.
Bit of maths as well, bit of maths. Yeah, all square.
All
yeah.
square, 8-8 at 16th hole. 17th hole, I win it, and then he doesn't, so I get there before, and then 18th hole, I do it, so I would get a point for my country.
So, yeah, after 16 is even, you win 17.
Yeah, and then I win 8.
You win 18.
Yeah, so I'm 2 up, so
you
then
would
it's
go
for...
You 2 up,
yeah.
So you would win.
So I would win, because it was at 18 holes.
Yeah, but you could
and
get...
And it could be a draw.
It could, yeah, so it could be...
Half a point.
You win 17 to go 1 up, and then you draw 18.
Yeah.
No, that would still be you one up. Yeah, no. Half. How do you half it?
Oh, so this is what happens. Yeah. So if you're on 16, I win the 17th,
mm-hmm.
and then he wins the 18th.
Yeah.
You would both be on the same points because you both won one
yeah.
after the draw.
Yeah.
Then it would be a draw.
And that's a half. That counts as a half? Each?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Half a point.
Yeah.
So basically, it's first to 10, basically. Because, like, if you get 9... Like,
I don't understand. I think over the weekend there are, on each day, there are different competitions. So on one day, for example, it would be like pairs, me and you, for.
And you probably get like 2 points
against 2 Americans.
It's weird golf.
And then you do individual ones as well.
I kind of don't want to think about golf, because it makes my brain confused, and I hate feeling confused.
It's not good feeling confused. Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes
no, but if
confusion
like,
comes learning.
Like, if you, like, get something that you really don't understand, you just won't understand. You keep thinking about it, but you just can't get it. It's mm-hmm. so annoying. So that's why I just try and, when my dad was telling me, I just tried to not think about it. Because it would distract me when I was trying to get sleep.
Then yeah. you find a way.
Well, yeah, here we go. Like, yeah, what's your take on this?
No, just, like, Google it or ask someone or...
But you've got, I had a dilemma at the week, I won't go into the details of it, but it's one of these things where you have to make a decision about something, or there's a problem that you need to work out, and as you say, you can sit with a bit of paper and concentrate really hard, and an answer doesn't come. But what I think I've found that works is if you then step away from it and do something fun,
and then go back,
don't think about it, and then an answer just sometimes appears.
Yeah.
It materialises itself when you're not trying too hard. I think sleeping and dreaming has a lot to do with that. I think the phrase, oh, if I sleep on it.
Like, if you think about your blinking, like, if, like, you know how blinking comes natural because you don't think about it?
Uh-huh.
But if I just think about my blinking, it makes probably you think about it, like, you just blinked a lot.
You've done it.
Yes, now, like, you just think about blinking.
Yeah.
And then that's sometimes annoying. And then I did that on HE once, and I just spent 50 minutes blinking instead of just letting my mind blink, letting myself blink. Yeah. And then, so you might can just concentrate on something, like breathing as well.
So what are you like, Amy, when you've got a problem? Are you like, do you think and think and think, or do you just let it go and then eventually a solution will
appear? I suppose it depends what it's about. If I think I can ask someone, then I'll be like, what do you think on this or whatever? But I don't know, sometimes you've just got to, like, go away and then not think about it. But then you're thinking about it at the same time.
Yeah.
Not, so it doesn't hurt your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there.
Like, I'm still thinking about blinking.
In the background.
Yeah,
but it's not
but you don't realise it's not the main frame. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Hey, solving a lot of things today. Okay. Ryder Cup. Yeah, right. So, did you watch? Did I ask you that already?
No.
Did you watch any of it?
No. I've heard about it though, so I just wrote it down.
Yeah, this is the least attention I think I've ever paid to a Ryder Cup.
Apparently Tiger Woods was awful.
Was he?
Lost every game or something.
Okay.
And he won a cup like a week ago or
something. Yeah, I saw that. He won a competition for the first time in ages last week.
I think he had back problems or something.
I think so. Well, he had back problems, then he had like a lot of personal
problems
as well. I think so. Like relationship problems, maybe mental health problems as well. So, yeah. Okay, what else we got?
Ladies' own goal, so...
Oh, God, here you go again.
Talk about ladies' football.
Ladies' football, okay. Did you get any after the last one? Did you get any feedback from...
No,
okay.
I think everyone was just too shocked and went off. Hate comments.
Okay. So what's this then, ladies' own goal?
So I was watching, well, my dad actually showed me this. This was an idea from my dad, actually.
You keep blaming your dad again.
Yeah, so it was about, it was Man City ladies against, so it's right there, one second, guys, Man City ladies versus Birmingham ladies.
Okay.
And a female person, female human being.
Female of the species.
Yeah. Got the ball from one of the midfielders, and just, no option, you could have just like, kept it a bit, wait for the options. She went, nah, hoof it back the goalie. A bit of an over-the-hit pass, as you say. I bounced over the keeper and went in. And everyone's like, aha. And it's just, oh, idiot.
Oh, dear. So have you ever seen a man doing a similar thing?
I know, but it's just... I don't know. Just women's football is just...
It's just reinforced the idea that you don't like women's football.
Yeah.
Was it more the goalie's fault or more the...
What's the reason to not liking women's football for? Because I've seen some, right, ridiculous things happen
in men's
football.
Well, yeah. You do, yeah, go on, yeah.
I don't know, I just think women's football, they're not as technically good as us.
Amy's thinking about this.
And they're like... Like, if you had a hard female put up against a really hard... men player, I'm pretty sure the men player would dominate.
Yeah, on average, you would... Well, it's a fact to say that men are physically stronger on average. Yes, that's... You can't really argue against that.
I know, but I just think men would, like... I don't know, I just hate women's football. It's like, half of them, like, are good. Like, everyone's like, oh, they're brilliant, and then they're just rubbish. Well,
what about, speaking about own goals, did you see the Stuttgart goalie?
Yeah.
So, was that worse than the ladies' one?
No.
Ladies' one was worse. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen a few bullet header own goals. That's the best type of own goal.
A guy scored 3 own goals in one game.
You did?
No.
Oh, a guy. Okay.
I have scored an own goal in one game.
Yeah? What was it like?
It was against West Dyke.
Uh-huh.
Under-10s.
Under-10s, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, basically... I'm going to have to stand up to do this, because that's all right. I wish we had a video, like...
We'll need to get one.
So what happened was...
You just have to describe it.
Ball was coming in.
Ball's coming in.
Across.
Yeah.
I wasn't good with my left foot back then. I was all right, but I wasn't the best. So I think I tried to left foot clean it.
Yeah.
It hit off the wrong part of my left foot and went in.
Oh dear.
And we went 1-0 down because of that.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was playing centre half.
Uh-huh.
Bit of a beast.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm joking. But what happened was centre back, what was I about to say? 3-3.
3-3.
Bent a bit against one of the best Westlake teams, best boys club team. Get the ball from the goalie. Dribble past one, dribble past two. I come up to third one. I, like, faked it, and, like, people were, like, scared the ball back then, so he, like, jumped out the way. And then left foot, scored my own goal with my left foot, banged it into the bottom right.
Oh, so you won?
Yeah, 4-3.
So you redeemed yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
I wasn't even that fussed, because I was having a good game, like, the first 10 minutes before first goal went in.
Do you think the lady in this game here redeemed herself? Maybe yeah. She scored a last-minute Maisie.
Nah, she's rubbish.
Yeah, oh.
There's a lot of rubbish men players, though, and because people tend to think that women's football is worse and probably don't pay as much attention, it's more ridiculous when a boy does it. Way worse, considering they're meant to be better at it.
Yeah, I think men's football is better. Technically.
I mean,
like, not technically, like, technically, like, football, like, wise, like, your feet, technically,
mm-hmm.
Men are much better, in my opinion.
As in their ability to control the ball?
Yes.
Definitely. I don't know if that's... I've not seen enough, to be honest, I've not seen enough ladies football
to
comment. I've not.
So if you search up, like, best women's football, but best women's footballer, like, technically, keep you ups and all that. It'll be pretty good, but, like...
I've seen some really good...
Neymar and stuff.
Meme, you know, those forwards you get on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, where it's folk doing tricks and skills. Some really good female girls doing that. So I think they have. It seems to be, the little I've seen of it, seems to be a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And, as you say, well, the physicality isn't quite the same as the men's. But I would say, if anything, the technical aspect is what's best.
About women's football?
Yeah. I would say...
I don't think.
But as I say, I've not done a detailed.
Yeah, but like, I would probably see a lot more skill and like faster players in men's football. Like, I think they're more dedicated.
Yeah, okay. I saw something, I heard it actually on the news this morning about sponsorship, about how women's football, I don't know if it was the Scottish women's team, they've decided not to use
alcohol.
Sponsors that have anything to do with alcohol. Or gambling, because it's a bad influence on younger players. So, you guys got any thoughts on that? Just in general, having alcohol or gambling on the... Hello, Mrs. Munro.
I was looking for... Mrs. McNeil, couldn't remember her name.
Mrs. McNeil.
I know where she is now.
It's come back to you. There we go. She just likes saying hello to us.
What the heck? We've already been doing 18 minutes.
18 minutes. So, yeah... Sponsorship. Any thoughts on whether there should be laws against gambling sponsors or alcohol sponsors?
I think the Ladbrokes and that will be pretty angry.
Well, yeah, they would be, but that just because they're angry doesn't mean to say that's right or wrong.
I don't think anyone's intentionally... It's not intentionally doing any harm to anyone.
Yeah.
So... I mean, do what they want.
I don't even think anyone even looks at the sponsorship that much. I don't think anyone really cares.
You don't think so?
I don't really look at it.
Neither.
If
I was a kid, I think I would be like... If I was like a 8-year-old kid, and if they're saying like kids are not looking good or something, like... I wouldn't think that like if I saw like a lad drink some alcohol, I've got to must drink alcohol when I'm older or something like that. It's not affecting anyone,
I
don't know if I agree. Like, I agree. It's if you're a 7-year-old kid and you see Tennent's written on a jersey, that you're not the next day going to go into an off licence and try and buy some Tennent. I don't think it's like that, but I think maybe subliminally over time, it makes people think.
It's good.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I think.
I think everyone's just too excited to watch the game instead of looking at that stuff. I don't think anyone really minds. Oh.
What are you laughing at?
Shoes.
Well, go on then. Whatever. Do you want to expand?
I know. Why shoes?
So basically, Mr. Coots has got debatable shoes on.
Debatable?
If they're good or not.
Yeah, it's go quite on.
Continue.
Debatable.
Continue.
Well, looking at them, they're...
I'm going to take my shoe off here, actually. Let's just take my shoe off.
They're a bit old. I don't know if it's that they're old and worn out, or if it's just genuinely that because they're brown.
So there's an issue with my shoes, right.
They're awful.
So where are we starting? The colour, we're not liking.
Yeah, no.
The brownness.
Not for a trainer.
It's not a trainer, it's a smart... Well, it's a smart trainer.
I don't like the feeling of it.
Is it a smart trainer or is it a casual shoe?
It's a casual shoe.
A casual shoe. That's kind of, I think that's the look I'm going for. It's a casual shoe. So there we go. Got a nice casual shoe, brown, stylish.
No.
Well.
And what's with it? the lacers, like.
The laces.
Lacers, like, why is it like black?
The black laces.
Yeah.
What colour laces would be?
I don't know. It's
more suitable.
I don't know.
What brand is it?
I'm thinking it's quite an expensive brand. It's June. You know that shop you get in.
Yeah. Oof.
The Union Square shop.
In my opinion, I would give them a 3 out of 10.
A 3 out of 10?
I wear 2.
Maybe if you raked hard enough, you might find them.
A better pair.
Yeah.
I think you're both misguided when it comes to fashion.
I think you need to come in with a pair of Yeezys.
Let's have a look.
Yeezys, like,
a pair of what, sorry? Yeezys. But that wouldn't be very sort of smart,
but
professional.
But you'd be like the coolest teacher in school.
With Yeezys.
I don't have enough money to get Yeezys, and I don't really like Yeezys.
How much are they?
200.
What? 200?
Nah, that's for your size of feet. That's for my size of feet. I've got small feet. For his size of feet, what size of feet are you?
11.
That's
you're
expensive.
About 500 or more, well, probably. I don't know.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
The prices.
Well, that shoe's cheaper than £500.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like £50 or something.
I think these were actually half price, so...
Oh, no!
What's so funny about that? Can't beat a bargain.
Just want, no one buys them, so you just go in the shop and get the half price.
No. You two could learn a thing or two from me about fashion, let me tell you.
I don't think so.
Well, let's have a look then over here. What have we got here? We've got a Nike, some sort of a AstroTurf.
Tiempos.
Tiempo there. And we've
plain black with a bit of orange.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm looking over here, a Nike Huarache, would I be correct?
Yes.
There we go. But I'm not sure if these trousers I'm wearing, I could get away with a Nike Huarache or a Nike Tiempo.
You just look odd.
I would, wouldn't I?
No, you just look odd anyway.
What?
With those brown shoes.
What, no matter what I'm wearing?
No, like with them on.
I don't know about this. I think, look, Mark, your idea of getting video would be good, because then the viewers would be able to write in. But if my feet were smaller, that would look strange. Because I'm quite tall.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about you've got like a navy grey shirt on,
uh-huh,
black jeans.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, we're going over the whole outfit now, listeners.
You should get some black shoes.
Well.
Pure black.
Pure black.
Like my dad's probably got, he's got like a white, greyish polo shirt kind of thing.
I've got other shoes here. I've got a box of shoes.
What the heck? Look at that. Oh, they're
the same.
Same thing in black.
Yeah, well, yeah, wear them.
Well, I like to just vary it. Just
could you have a box of shoes?
Switch up my look.
That's a bit of a weird thing.
It is a bit weird.
Can I see those other brown ones? Because I'm not
Which
really...
Are these
the exact... Oh, not really.
Like that?
They are...
Eh?
They're awful.
Got you a pair of them?
Do you like them? They're absolutely...
Comfy.
Dreadful.
They look like they've been drowned.
Drowned?
Yeah.
What? Is that a good thing?
They look like they've just like been in like a farm for about 3 years and stepped in poo and robbed it.
You two know nothing. I'm going to take you to
Milan. No, you don't have...
Milan.
Wish you've got like a...
Where I'll teach you a thing or two about fashion.
No. You don't really have to wear Huaraches or branded shoes like us. You just
get plain black shoes.
That's it.
Or you don't have to buy expensive shoes or shop at JD or whatever people think you have to. You just have to get nicer looking shoes.
Right. Well, we'll go shopping one day and I'll get some advice.
No thanks.
What about that?
Yeah, no thanks.
No, I'm alright. I think I've got better things to do than searching up good shoes for you, because you'll be like, oh, they're not good.
Yeah. Well, okay, and I like to shop on my own anyway, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't like.
Maybe that's why you pick up the ugly shoes.
Yeah, exactly. You need some advice from people, even bringing your children along.
I tend to just pick up random, less nice stuff when I'm shopping on my own. It's better to have someone else.
Who do you take with you then when you're shopping? Who's your shopping partner?
My mum,
my friends.
So have you got a friend in particular that's best for this activity?
Yes.
Are we going to reveal their name?
No.
They're going to remain anonymous.
Yes.
And who's your shopping partner?
My mum.
Has she got good fashion advice?
Not really. She just kind of like, if I went shopping myself and she gave me like £100, uh-huh, probably buy the most expensive shoes that don't even fit me, they look the nicest.
Right, so your mum keeps it real. Yeah, okay.
I can get whatever football boots I want.
What would be your dad? Is your dad a good person that's shopping with you?
God, I don't really know. I don't really want to say this in front of him, because he's 100% listening to
me. Does he shop himself, or does your mum buy stuff for your dad ever?
He buys weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, his clothing design is a bit...
Yeah.
Well, he's got a lot of old stuff.
A lot of old stuff. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Bit of vintage.
Vintage, exactly. Vintage.
Wouldn't say there's anything wrong with that, just as long as you know... where to pick
up. Yeah,
it
was like
right
really
things.
Old, and it's like worn out.
Yeah, but you've either got it or you've not. I mean, some people can just wear anything. You know, it sounds a bit like me and your dad. We could just, you know, take something that's a bit old, whatever, throw it on and just make it look, pull off the look.
And then come out being like a gangster with your Kazaid bottle.
Yeah. So, any more fashion advice for listeners this week, or?
Don't buy Bram leather shoes from whatever that shop is from. That called, what's it called?
Listeners, just ignore them. Okay.
Definitely do not.
Do not ignore us. Take your own advice and don't take Mr. Coots' advice.
So, Mark, I'm looking at the time. What's that? 11 minutes past three. You've got two other topics here. Are we going to get time to get through?
Mourinho's a bit of a boring one anyway.
It's the same week after week.
Even
saying Mourinho's name just makes you miserable.
He's just a little...
It just makes you depressed.
Oh, no.
Interesting. Mr. Coots, we have to wrap up early.
Why is that, Mark?
I've got a game.
Oh, you got a game tonight?
And I have to be out there like right on the bell.
Right, well, what's the final topic on there?
I don't even know what that says.
Swear it. We're going to talk about...
Yeah, so Amy sometimes swears. And
in social situations in general, when's it okay, when's it not okay, etc. But we'll have to maybe leave that for now.
27 minutes. That went by like Usain Bolt's 100 metre race.
Yeah.
All right. No. All right, thank you guys for listening. I'll give a shout out.
Who are you playing tonight? You never said.
Oh, Gordons.
What's wrong with Gordons?
What's right,
man? Are they good?
Oh, they're pretty decent.
Yeah, tight game.
This is what we have to do. We have to get them right scared of us, getting a few crunching tackles early on. We're not going to beat them technically, but if we just kick them off the park, we'll beat them.
Are they technically quite good?
No, they're technically better than us. Okay, so thank you guys for watching, listening to Robertson's Rampage. See you later. Bye.